Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio, brought to you live online by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find your momentum. My name is Jason Vankis, and I am your host and founder of Momentum. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, performance enhancement specialist, and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them for you. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Central Time to listen live or archived at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also find helpful videos at findingyourmomentum.com as well as looking for Momentum on Facebook as well. So just search for Momentum Fitness and Health, and you'll find us. So let's talk about arthritis today. Many people are experiencing this at a younger and younger age. At least that's my perception of it. Maybe it's because I'm getting older, so I'm a little more aware of it. But the old belief system was that if it hurts, don't move it. Let it be. Leave it alone. Well, that thought process has changed. As a matter of fact, it's completely opposite now. The first thing I want to do today is I want to look at and understand what arthritis is. Now, a division of the National Institute for Health dealing specifically with arthritis, musculoskeletal, and skin diseases defines arthritis as arthritis being caused by inflammation of the tissue lining the joint. Some signs of inflammation include redness, heat, pain, and swelling. These problems are telling you that something is wrong. There are different types of arthritis. In some diseases in which arthritis occurs, other organs such as your eyes, your chest, or your skin can also be affected. Some people may worry that arthritis means that you won't be able to work or take care of your children and their family. Others think that you just have to accept things like arthritis and just live with it. Now, it's true that arthritis can be painful, but there are things you can do to feel better. Believe it or not, diet and exercise are those things to help you feel better. It always, if you know me by now, it always comes back down to diet and exercise. Now, I don't mean a fad diet or this diet. I mean diet. I mean what you are eating, your diet, your personal diet, what you eat every day. So let's look at the main culprit here, inflammation. So what causes inflammation in the body? Well, inflammation is the body's attempt at self-protection, the aim being to remove harmful stimuli, including damaged cells, irritants, or pathogens, and begin the healing process. So your body is struggling to push out toxins from your body or damaged cells. And that's what that pain is from, that arthritis pain. When something harmful or irritating affects a part of our body, there's a biological response to try and remove it. The signs and symptoms of inflammation, specifically acute inflammation, show that the body is trying to heal itself. Now, every day our bodies are being flooded with toxins, from air pollution to highly processed foods, side effects of medicines, and even the water we drink. Look at what's going on in Flint, Michigan. Many will say, look, you're going to take in toxins, so why bother to care? Eat whatever you want. You're not going to be able to control air pollution. You're not going to be able to control pollution in your water. It's about controlling what you can. Now, short of wearing a ventilator, you can't control the air pollution near you. You could move, if that's feasible, to an area that has less air pollution. But food, water, and meds are all controllable. How many stories have you heard these days about people adopting a healthier lifestyle and being able to reduce or eliminate their medications? I hear it often from my clients. Often. Water filters are easy to come by. Go back and listen to my show, What's Really in Your Water, here on WellFit Radio Chicago. And now food is probably the easiest to control. You have complete control of what goes into your mouth. So let's talk about some of the top inflammatory foods that are out there. Now, this list is according to care2.com. Anything processed, packaged, and prepared foods, which kind of goes along with it, but hydrogenated fats. They raise bad cholesterol, they lower good cholesterol, and they cause inflammation throughout the body. And that's often found in your processed, packaged, and prepared foods, in addition to all sorts of other food additives that aren't even real food. Next on that list of inflammatory foods is meat, with the exception of wild-caught fish. Now, I can tell you have to go out and go vegan, but adopting a mostly plant-based diet has shown to lower overall body inflammation, especially if eating mostly raw. Just saying. I'm going to say it again. Adopting a mostly plant-based diet has shown to lower overall body inflammation, especially if eating mostly raw. When it comes to meat, if you're going to eat meat, try and eat organic, try and eat wild-caught fish, try and eat pasture-raised, non-hormone, types of meats. In order to avoid all those additives that can cause inflammation in the body. White sugar and artificial sweeteners. White table sugar is stripped. It is stripped with chlorine and other corrosives to make it white. And we put this in our body, and it causes inflammation. Artificial sweeteners, same thing. It's a mixture of these man-made chemicals that that we're ingesting into our body and causing all this inflammation. You have other options out there. You can eat naturally sweet foods like fruits, some vegetables, dense whole grains. They have natural sugars in them that can satisfy your cravings without all the added garbage to it that causes inflammation in our body and then leading to arthritis. Iodized salt. Now, that means salt with added synthetic iodine. Try and opt for sea salt or pink Himalayan salt instead. Food additives, and this is probably more than anything else, colors, flavor enhancers, stabilizers, preservatives. Some of the main ones include sulfites, benzoates, and colors that are F, D, and C, and X. So unfortunately, many foods consumed by children are loaded with these harmful toxic ingredients. Now, for more on that, you can go back and listen to my show on coal tar and other fun chemicals in your kids' breakfast. That's right, coal tar. Tar made from coal. That is the basis of what a lot of food colorings are made out of. Now, I used to work for a company that ships packages. Kind of narrows it down to just a few. But as part of that job, I was required to remove any hazardous material to remove a copy of the material data sheet or the fact sheet that tells you what it is, what it's classified as, and all that other stuff. So one day I come up, and I had to do it before my loaders put it in a truck. So one day I was looking, and there's all these bright colors on the outside of the box, and I'm like, wow, what is this thing that is so brightly colored, but it's a hazardous material? It's a box of food dyes. A box of food dyes ships as a hazardous material, and we put that hazardous material into our body. And finally, on this list of inflammatory foods is alcohol. Now, we've heard that alcohol can be good for us, and in a way it can be, if you are drinking it very much in moderation. And that is 5 ounces of wine, 12 ounces of beer, and then, of course, you have to look at the beer and what's actually going into the beer. But too much alcohol, anything past that one serving size in one sitting, is going to create harmful byproducts in your body. And your body has to process that before it will burn carbohydrates or fat for energy. So what's that going to do? It's going to push it out through the pain in the joints. So while eliminating these foods, or at least reducing them, you know, if it's not feasible, drastically reducing your consumption of these foods, and I use the term food loosely, will go a long way towards helping you out and reduce that inflammation. Now, conversely, there are anti-inflammatory foods, foods that will help you fight this inflammation. Add these foods in and reduce the others to see faster results. So we're going to start with four herbs: cloves, ginger, rosemary, and turmeric. Now, these are foods. Don't go run out and buy some kind of turmeric or ginger pill. They're not going to work. Your body's not going to process pills the way it will the actual food. There is a coating on almost every single pill, either magnesium stearate, vegetable stearate, whatever it is. The purpose of this coating on a capsule is for it to help it slide through the machine in the factory. So it's sliding through the machine in the factory. It's sliding right through your body. Your body has to break down the cellulose capsule in order to get to it. So you're passing it. It passes through your system before you can absorb it all. Anybody that I've asked to use turmeric or to use a pill has seen no results. Anybody who has used it in cooking or in a liquid solution has seen results. So, again, buy turmeric and ginger and add it to food. Think a lot about Indian food. Now, my dad, for example, put turmeric on everything from fish to steak in order to help him get rid of gout, and it worked. If there is one way to take it in supplement form, look for that dropper in a liquid solution. You can find it in either water or grain alcohol. Next up on the list is omega-3 fatty acids. These are found in both animal and plant foods, but fatty fish like mackerel and herring, but also plant-based items like avocados, flaxseed, chia seeds, and certain nuts like walnuts. Other anti-inflammatory foods, leafy greens, blueberries, tea, specifically matcha tea, fermented vegetables, shiitake mushrooms, and garlic. God, I love garlic. And you know what? I don't have any joint problems. Coincidence? Maybe, maybe not. So take these two lists. Reduce your consumption of the first one and increase your consumption on the second one. Now, cooking at home instead of eating out is also going to make this much easier for you. Have fun and create your own anti-inflammatory recipes. Then come and share them on our Facebook page. Again, search for Momentum Fitness and Health and share your anti-inflammatory recipes with us. Often medications are only masking the pain. Eating these foods and avoiding others will actually work to heal your body and rid you of inflammation. Now, you don't have to accept that arthritis will bother you for the rest of your life. You can do something about it. What about exercise? If it hurts, don't move it. That's the old way. But think about it for a second. If you've got a rusty door hinge, which is kind of like what inflammation is, a creaking joint, that creaking hinge, what do you do to fix it? Do you just leave it alone? Does it get better if you leave it alone? No. You oil it up. So you put the right materials into it, like the right food in your body, and you move it back and forth until it loosens up. Because it's only going to get more and more painful the less you move it. Now you don't want to start out doing box jumps, lifting heavy, and running marathons. No. You have to start easy and work your way up. Now, WebMD says, although arthritis treatment usually includes medication, a tailored arthritis exercise program can help relieve pain and fatigue and preserve joint structure and function. The stiffness, pain, and swelling associated with arthritis can severely reduce the range of motion of those joints, and that's the distance joints can move in any certain direction. Avoiding physical activity because of pain or discomfort also can lead to significant muscle loss and excessive weight gain. Exercise as part of a comprehensive arthritis treatment plan can improve joint mobility, muscle strength, and overall physical conditioning and help you maintain a healthy weight, which will put less pressure on your joints as well. Once you know what type of arthritis you have and understand your symptoms, you and your doctor, physical therapist, or corrective exercise specialist can develop a balanced program of physical activity to reduce the damaging effects of arthritis and promote optimal health. Now, the Mayo Clinic goes on to say that exercise can help you improve your health and fitness without hurting your joints. With your current treatment program, exercise can strengthen the muscles around the joints, help you maintain bone strength, give you more energy to get through the day, make it easier to get a good night's sleep, which we know is extremely important, help you control your weight, enhance your quality of life, and improve your balance, which is good because you don't want to fall. The more you work on balance, the less likely you are to fall. Though you might think exercise will aggravate your joint pain and your stiffness, that's not the case. Lack of exercise actually can make your joints even more painful and stiff. So you're going to want to start with range of motion exercises. So that may be with no weight. You know, depending on how much pain you're still in, you want to start with either body weight and then move up, maybe using TheraBands or resistance bands from there. Now, each person is going to need a specific exercise plan for them according to either past injuries, your current state of pain, your current ability levels. This is where I'm always going to suggest you seek out a fitness professional. One of these days, we will be covered by insurance. I promise it. One of these days, it will happen. But spend the extra money to at least consult with a fitness professional. They might be able to give you something you can do on your own. So if you're not sure where you're at but you want to start now, you can start by working out in a pool. So if you're not ready to see a fitness professional, you can do some stuff in a pool. That's a pretty safe bet. Simple water walking with arm movements going to help. You can also add water weights and those fun noodles to increase resistance. Now just remember, and this is just me, I swim a lot, and it's a pet peeve of a lot of triathletes, a lot of swimmers. Just remember that water walking is best suited for the leisure pool. I understand if there's a bunch of kids splashing around, you don't want to get, you know, but if you can, try and do it in the leisure pool. But that's going to help you out. That's going to relieve a lot of pain in your joints. I've worked with people, you know, myself in pools to help relieve that kind of pain and then make it a little bit easier, take a little bit of pressure off those joints. Now, if you're looking for something a little more aggressive, contact a fitness professional or a physical therapist, and you can always contact us at findingyourmomentum.com. Remember, decrease your inflammatory foods, increase your anti-inflammatory foods, and find someone that can put a program together for you to help you start exercising at the current level that you are at, and they'll help you get better. Now, join me next week on Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our next topic, Time Under Tension, the new way to lift heavy. Until next time, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste.
That's all.